as I'm sure most of us know, Representative Jim Oberstar, who represented the 8th Congressional District here in Minnesota for 36 years, died last week at the age of 79. Joining us now to talk about Mr. Oberstar and his work in transportation is Lee Munich, Director of the National Center for Excellence in Rural Safety at the Humphrey School of Public Affairs in Minneapolis. Welcome to the Roadhouse, Mr. Munich.
Thank you very much.
Well, Lee, you and Jim seem to have a long, successful history together. Tell us a little bit about your friendship.
Well, I study transportation policy at the Humphrey School at the University of Minnesota, and we have a Center for Transportation Studies here. So I worked with Jim Oberstar when he was in Congress and when he was chairing the Transportation Committee on a number of policy issues. In 2004, we held a forum. But well, first of all, because of his interest in transportation, we proposed that the university should hold forums from time to time on transportation issues, and he really liked that idea. So we would set up these forums at on about an annual basis, where he would bring in national transportation experts and people from the federal government to talk about issues. So one of those forums was held in Duluth in 2004, and we spent about a day and a half talking about transportation in rural America. What were the challenges and opportunities? And out of that came a focus on safety, because it turns out that traffic deaths in rural areas are about twice as high as they are in urban areas, proportionate to the population and travel. And so he was interested in what we could do about that. And so that got us... We said, well, why don't we set up a research program? And the next year, he included in the 2005 legislation, the transportation bill, setting up a Center for Excellence in Rural Safety. So that's how we got involved in that, and we worked pretty closely with him on those issues.
Right. Now, Representative Oberstar seemed to be a man of action, and, you know, had a lot of interest in transportation, a lot of interest in safety. Can you give us an example of anything that came out of the forum as far as changes to our environment? What, you know, it certainly wasn't all talk. What got put into effect? What did he do for you at Capitol Hill?
This was the research side of it, and kind of focusing on what we could do. And so we've done a lot over the years to try to move that forward and put a focus on rural issues, and we developed a website, for example, where people can learn about traffic fatalities in rural areas. You can map them out, and there's a lot of things that we've done at the center. But I think the other thing was that he took on these issues. So he was, I know there were several roads and several projects in the 8th District that had roads where there were safety problems that he took on that issue. One of the things he also did was
Safe Routes to School?
Safe Routes to School, yeah, for kids so that they could walk and bike to school. And he originally did that as a pilot, and then it broadened out so that now... there are schools all over the country that have that program. So, you know, he was a man of action, and when there was a transportation problem, when the bridge collapsed in Minneapolis crossing the Mississippi River, he immediately put together legislation to rebuild that bridge within a year's time. And so... you know, I think he has his fingerprints on projects. Certainly, a lot of them in the 8th District, but all over the country, there are projects that he's been responsible for because of getting the legislation and working with congressional members in both parties in order to make that happen. So, You know, I think he was one of a kind. I don't think you're going to see another congressional member who with such a commitment to transportation, and really, the most knowledgeable person, certainly in Congress and maybe in the U.S. on the transportation system. He knew every detail. He knew when things were, when legislation was passed. He knew when. You know, why certain things happened the way they did, and he went out and looked at these projects and talked to the engineers and you know, learned a lot about them. So and he loved to talk about them too.
Yeah, no, he was a true fan of, you know, Minnesota, northern Minnesota. We had the distinct honor of having him up for our Safe Routes to School program here in little old Grand Marais.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was. In fact, he drove the walking school bus to the between the community. We gathered in the courthouse. I was a part of the group, a number of school children and parents, and we all walked up the hill to the school. And I'll never forget that on a cold spring day. I think it was last spring. And he was very much supportive of our active living initiatives and our, you know, local efforts to improve the pedestrian and bicycle transportation in town. So he will be missed, no doubt. Now, I've done a little on your bio here, Lee. I've done a little research, and I see you guys worked on congestion pricing, and that's a term I've never heard before. Could you just give me a snapshot on that?
Well, you know, I did a lot of work on congestion pricing. He was not a big fan of congestion pricing, but, you know, over the years he said, you know, it may be a part of a solution. So if you drive in the Minneapolis area on 394 or 35W, you see something called MinPass lanes. And those basically are provide congestion-free service for transit and carpools. But if you're driving alone, if you're in a hurry, you can have a MinPass transponder in your car, and you can get a quicker trip. And the price is varies depending on how much congestion there is and how, you know, in order to assure a trip. So this program has been around for a while. He actually sponsored the congestion pricing pilot program that allowed these projects to go forward. So I've done a lot of work on that over the years. And this wasn't a program that he was all that excited about. He listened to me on it, and when he was talking about sort of longer term solutions, he included it as something that should be looked at. You know, it doesn't solve every problem, but it does help in congested areas.
Okay, that now makes sense to me.
Yeah,
pay to play.
yep, that's sort of what it is. So.
Well, if you're just joining us now, we're talking with Lee Munich from the director of the National Center of Excellence in Rural Safety at the Humphrey School of Public Affairs. We're talking about the legacy of Representative Jim Oberstar, recently passed. And Lee, I understand you were at his funeral, and it wasn't all sadness. There was some funny moments, too. You want to touch on a few of those?
Well, Senator Frank, a lot of people talked about his tendency to go on and on when he gave a speech, and I think anybody who heard an Oberstar speech probably has experienced this. And you know, talk about a lot of things. He'd tell the history of the Voyageurs Park and speak. He might do it in French, and so he would he'd go on and on. And Senator Frank, at one point, said the reason he would do this was because he believed that everyone was as curious about the world as he was, and he was almost always wrong about that. So that got a big laugh out of the audience, including his family, because everyone knew Jim liked to talk, and he really enjoyed sort of giving the longer history of these things. In fact, when we did a lot of forums with him, particularly after he lost and was out of Congress, he had more time to come to the university, and so we did a number of different forums on different topics, like safety and transit and transportation finance and the St. Croix Bridge. And in one of these forums, we used to call it Oberstar time because we had to plan for to give him enough time at the beginning to talk about, kind of set the stage, and he always came well prepared with good notes. And then at the end, he did sort of a wrap-up, and it always, you know, you always had to plan for probably a half an hour of that kind of time, sometimes more. And so at one of these forums, after he left Congress, I was getting a little bit worried about time, so I was sitting up near the front, and I just put my hand up like a T, you know, to suggest that maybe he may want to wrap it up. And he gave me a stern look, and he said, when I was chair of the committee, no one dared do that, and in his deep voice, and then he laughed. And so he was, we had a lot of fun with it, but he did like to talk.
Well, what are you going to miss most now that he's gone?
Well, you know, I think I had a chance to spend a lot of time talking with him and just getting to know him as a person. And you know, he's a fun guy to be with. He knew a lot of things, and you know, I miss the transportation discussions that we've had with him. But just a great guy, and I think. It was a privilege to know him as a person, as well as someone who was a great leader.
Mm, yes. Final question for you, Lee. What do you think is his biggest legacy? And this could be two parts. For the 8th District, for Minnesota, what's the big one here?
Well, you know, I think you can... There are a lot of things. I mean, you basically... took care of the transportation infrastructure for about a half century for northeastern Minnesota, and you're going to experience that every time. If you walk through the city of Duluth, the freeway goes underground. So, you know, not many cities of the size of Duluth have that sort of a thing, and he did that. Every time you use a bike trail and a lot more people are biking these days, and I think in large part because Jim Oberstar took care of making sure that we have a better biking infrastructure, and I think we'll have more of it in the future. But those bike trails are a legacy of his. We talk about the safe routes to school. So I think every time you look at a piece of infrastructure and see it working, it's probably in large part because of Jim Oberstar's work.
No doubt. Well, thank you, Lee, so much for joining us. We've been speaking with Lee Munich from the Center for Excellence in Rural Safety at the Humphrey School of Public Affairs. He's been sharing his thoughts and insights on the late Representative Jim Oberstar. And we certainly have a lot of trails and roads to thank for him, and he'll be missed. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Lee.
Thank you.